red, yellow, leather.
No, red, leather.
Red, leather, yellow, leather. Unique.
Unique New York. New York. Unique New York.
What's that? Oh, God. What's that from?
Anchorman.
The screaming part, too?
Yeah. Scotchy, scotch, scotch, down in my belly.
That's funny.
I love that movie. Love it.
Welcome to The Ugly Truth. Ugh. Producer dub episode, so you can fast forward now, or you can buckle up. And
listen, you can suck it up for 15 or 20.
What do you think about our new format, our new speedy format?
As an editor who has a day job, I like it a lot. But no, I think it's great. I think this is kind of the trend, right? Like,
yeah.
Not that you guys have to be on trend. I mean, you were podcasting long before a lot of other people were. So
true.
But I do think that people have so many more options. And, you know, I've shared my feelings that I thought if you can consistently keep it under 20, maybe there's a time where it's more than once a week. But well, I don't know. That's my particular thing. So
we have been trying to do a shorter show for a millennia. And so
the secret to having a shorter show is having me on the show, which is unusual, by the way, because usually I lengthen meetings, not shorten them.
I will say this. Having Stephanie in charge of the timer, I don't want to use this word because I know it's not appropriate in this day and age in this society, but she's a slave driver.
I thought you were going to say something else.
What?
Nazi.
No. Equally as bad.
Sure, sure, sure.
But she's very, very passionately rigorous about pointing to the, we have 13 minutes. Like, she's very serious. You give her
a timekeeper,
you give
huh?
her a responsibility, and she's like, I thought we were only doing 15-minute shows. Like, she's very, like...
What was funny, too...
We are adhering to this new rule.
What'd she say on the last episode at the end? She's like, was that long enough for you?
We've had not quite a few, because it's not like we have billions of people listening, but we've had a few people reach out and going, well, it's fine, but why is it so short?
Yeah.
But it's because we want more people to listen, and with the way everybody's time is nowadays,
we appreciate the loyalty. I think people aren't listening to one or two long podcasts like they used to.
No,
they're listening to five or six shorter ones.
If you're a podcast lover and you have your tried and true collective, whenever there's a change, it does mess up your schedule, because I do know that when I've listened to some of my favorite podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And they make adjustments. I'm like, well, now what am I supposed to do for the next 35 minutes or whatever, you know?
No, I get it.
And it also opens up and gives you opportunity to look at new ones, you know?
For sure.
Anyway, I like it personally.
Right.
Because I feel like it forces us to stay on task, because we're very ADHD. And so it's hard, although it's fun to listen to people, you know, do the hairpin turn conversations.
Sure.
This one actually really forces us to, if we're going to do that, it better be real freaking fast.
Yeah.
But I like it, and I'm glad you're on board with it.
Yes,
I'm glad you like it. The goal, of course, is to release two shows a week one day, because they are so short. We'd love to do twice a week shows.
Yeah. I mean, you're doing it now, but you're adding the reality TV show ones a little bit,
which means three. I would love to
do. So this would be on top of that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's the ultimate goal.
I mean, I think the only thing about the reality TV ones is you guys aren't as, like, they haven't been as good. Like, you're picking them and they're not as entertaining. So it's hard to, you know, Golden Bachelor, The Bachelorette or whatever.
Sure.
Bachelor, and now Top Chef.
Well,
while Top Chef has been great, it's not as great as it used to be.
I think that reality TV is different now.
Sure.
And we're not really into the spinoffs of, you know, Vanderpump Rules like that. But streaming channels have some really good reality shows that we need to get into. I think once we start digging into them, I think we'll actually really like them.
Is Alone coming back?
I don't know. Haven't heard a thing.
Huh.
Nothing. Heard nothing.
Yeah, that I can't imagine that show would be bad.
No, it's great. We love it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But yeah, anyway, so you and I got to spend a couple hours in Napa and did some wine tasting, which was great.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, the weather's really good right now. I know there's some people who have some snow and it's chilly, but where we are, it was like freaking 90 today.
It was, yeah.
And let me tell you,
it was like 75 and that was 80 in Napa. It was great.
If it's not the big, I'm sure that there are a lot of people, but for women specifically, when the seasons change and you are not wardrobe prepared for it, it freaking sucks. Like, we're like going to, oh, we got to go to the grocery store. I'm like, I have no shorts. I still have like a 14 sweaters in my drawer that I haven't put away yet. And I'm getting anxiety because I'm like, what if they don't fit? It's been a year since I put shorts on. They fit. But the point is that now it's like, I have nothing to wear. I literally have nothing to wear.
I know. It's, you know, and it's worse here, and maybe others have this experience too, but we don't have four seasons in Sacramento.
No, we have like
Northern
eight.
California has like eight or nine seasons, and they come and go. Like, actually, some people are experiencing that now. I saw a TikTok today where the woman said, you need to find this groundhog and cook that motherfucker because it's April 5th, whatever, and it's snowing.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, the weather messes with wardrobe, and I hate it because you either look like a total rat or you look completely ridiculous. Like, it's 87. Why are you wearing pants and a long sleeve? What are you doing? And I'm like, I'm dying. I'm hot. I have nothing to wear. Nothing.
I need new house shoes. Because apparently it's too warm to wear my busted-ass slippers that I've been walking around in.
You got to burn them.
I do. They're done.
They're disgusting is what they are.
They're stretched out. They're terrible.
Every time I see them, I'm like...
I can't walk around in my bare feet all day, and I don't want to walk around in dress shoes when they can't even see my feet on camera.
Yeah, you've been really annoying. It's true. It's so true.
I need some slides.
I don't know what's going on. I mean... You, I can't get rid of you. You're everywhere. You're everywhere. I'm like, what are you doing? You're like,
and now,
nothing. I'm like, you're like, what are you thinking about? I'm like, okay, you know what? It is really, really nice to have a present, in love, actively involved partner.
But?
But I am not that person. We were gone for like barely 24 hours. Like we had an amazing time.
Yeah,
and then came home early this afternoon.
Yeah,
and
you still couldn't get away from me.
I needed to decompress from you for like 5 minutes, but you weren't allowing it.
Nope.
I'm like, I have to go up. I have to change. Da, da, da. He's like, would you like some help? I'm like, no. Give me a minute to breathe, please.
Fine.
You didn't. Finally, I just took a shower. I'm like, maybe he'll leave me alone if I'm unavailable completely. I'll just shower, and he can't get to me. Oh.
Challenge accepted.
I know. It's true.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. We just had a really good time, and I was hanging out with you. And then it gets busy, and then, you know, I travel and stuff. Although, even some of the upcoming travel, I'm dragging you along with me.
Oh, my God. I know. I'm going on a trip with you.
That's going to be fun, though.
Undisclosed location, but still.
Starts with a C, middle of the country. There you go.
Give me
a C. There's only about 90 of those.
Anyway, so, I'm glad you're sitting on the show.
Yeah.
Anything new and exciting to tell the audience about anything? Or?
No, I am.
I made it sound like we had an announcement. We don't.
I am interested in slightly conversing on the subject of baseball. Because you have been, over the last several days, because I am not glued to the screen or... up on every single player and stat of my beloved San Francisco Giants, I feel like you're questioning my loyalty to said team.
I'm not questioning your loyalty. I'm questioning your passion.
Yeah,
it's interesting because when we first were together, you were like everything, all things Giants.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of like waned. But you've been a fan for a really long time. I mean, obviously since birth.
Sure.
So maybe this kind of thing comes and goes in waves.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely not even close to what you would call a bandwagon fan.
No,
I've been a Giants fan the whole time.
No,
and it's not like
it's not
I only like them when, you know.
No.
But there is kind of this transition when a season starts. And this is a little bit baseball nerdy, but I've watched this division for so many years. They call it the Wild West for a reason.
Yeah.
So I looked today. I was like, Giants are up and down. Dodgers were running away with it. Rockies were in the tank. This was 5 days ago. Today, Everybody except the Rockies is within two games of each other.
Even the Dodgers?
They lost 7 of their last 10 games.
Oh, shit.
So everybody's okay. Like, I was like, here. I even texted my buddy, Josh. I'm like, here we go again. Wild West. Everybody's going to, we're going to just do this dance. And so to get overly invested in every game, all 162 games to that point can be taxing. So I do to check on how the players are doing. I think the new guys are doing great. And I said, for what it's worth, I said at the very beginning before the season even started, if we are in the running at the halfway point, so the All-Star break, if the Giants are in it, it's going to be legit because we get two very good pitchers back at that point that we haven't had. We just got another one on the injured list.
Got it.
Some guy that we picked up as a free agent has never pitched for us before because he went through surgery, so he's not even going to be. So if we're close, it's going to be. And then, not that I won't watch, but I don't need to, listen to every game or anything. We're not
just
there
yet. Just look up and go,
we're just not there yet, right? Yeah, it's like. So anyway, I have to ease my way into it in the season, but I definitely do pay attention. So
that's cool.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you weren't questioning the fandom at all.
No, it's just weird to see you do this thing where you seem half interested in something that, I mean, I've known you for a really long time and I've never seen you
well,
they lost, they won.
Listen, when I was super into every single thing, it was a very different time. It was even before the series championships, when we won 3 and 5, but for example, one of my favorite players is the third base coach for the Giants now. That's how old I am. So it's been,
that's true.
You know what I mean? So it's very different to know, but it's exciting to watch him play, and I love the new manager. He's always been great. So we'll see, but I'm excited. But I just want to make sure, that I just threw it out there that I am still very much a Giants fan.
Nobody's questioning your masculinity here, sir.
Nah, I got you.
Fine.
I got you.
Something really did. Okay, first of all, I am not going to go into depths with this. Okay. However, I just want it to be known that I am obsessed with Taylor Swift's new album.
Oh, right.
But we are not going to talk about it.
How come? Because you want to save it for Stephanie?
Yes. She actually told me, she said, because we were going out of town and stuff, we didn't have an opportunity to record this weekend. And I said, well, I'll just have producer Dub do an episode. Nobody's heard his voice in a minute. And we do have some male listeners who do like to hear him. And so well, I'll bring him on. She's like, are you going to talk about Taylor Swift? And I said, no, I'm not. We'll talk about it.
Here's what I'll tell you about Taylor Swift. Because we have a family Snapchat.
Yes.
I know way more about what's going on with Taylor Swift than I probably should.
Yeah.
And then, because three daughters, definitely since the day the album came out, that's all anybody's been talking about. In fact, you, for whatever reason, Malia, our youngest, couldn't. Oh, that's right. She was going somewhere, so she did not listen to the album immediately like everybody else did.
She was actively avoiding it because her and her best friend were going to make it a thing
together.
They were going to have an event at home in their home on their couch, listening to the entire album,
watching the lyrics on the screen, going through what we all did, basically.
And so she had to wait an extra 12 hours. Well, I figured that she woke up in the morning and immediately started listening to it. Well, I was wrong.
You were wrong. So you were dropping.
So I'm sending
TikTok
her
spoilers.
All the TikTok spoilers. And she's like, Mom, I said I was. I got it. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I go, it's literally the next day. Haven't we all listened to it multiple times by now?
So I don't want to go too deep into it because I want to let you save the conversation for Stephanie. But the one contribution I made just prior is there was a Snapchat conversation going back and forth about current 5 favorite Taylor Swift albums.
Right.
And this was in anticipation of the new one coming out.
Yes.
And this is before they knew, spoiler alert, there would be two.
A double album.
So me being dad jokey, I was like, my favorite 5 are Taylor's version, Taylor's version, Taylor's version. And I just did 5 Taylor's versions. And everybody's like, mwaha, dad joke. You know what I mean? I was like, okay, that was my contribution. I'll just let this thing go. This is not about me. It isn't about me. I'm supportive and the music's good. I will say something that you should definitely share with Stephanie regardless that I think was really interesting is that she has become almost less of a singer and more of a poet.
Oh, for sure.
Which I found fascinatingly cool.
Yeah.
Right? I think there are artists like that. You had mentioned Jewel. Mm-hmm. I think Ryan Adams has moments like that as well. He's definitely a talented musician, but I'm constantly blown away by some of the lyrics that he's got.
The lyrics is where it's at.
Right. So anyway, so I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. So it's definitely, I'm definitely saving it.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Well, that's the limit. That's the limit. No more than that.
That's it.
That's it. Stop.
I say no more. Right. I say no more.
The man punted Baxter. Sorry.
Yeah. I love that movie, and I wish I had more one-liners I could pull from it.
Oh, yeah.
But I just cannot. So.
Yeah, Anchorman's a classic.
All right. Well, with that being said, Stephanie will be back. Yeah. Hopefully next week, if all things. She's had a little bit of health issues with her child. I don't know if she wants to talk about it. So we'll see. Nothing serious, but you know, always something, right?
Boy injury. Yep.
For sure. Freaking ridiculous.
I know.
All right. Thanks for listening. Yeah. And
well, hopefully you did.
Yeah. They're probably like, oh God, baseball. No, thank you. Should we talk about Star Wars?
Listen, don't break the universe. You can't talk about Taylor Swift and Star Wars in the same show. Stop
it. Why? What's wrong with
Stop
that?
It.
My only disappointment for this week is I did not get to go see Abigail, and I'm super bummed about it. Hopefully I get to go see it soon, or it'll come. I don't even know what the reviews are yet. It came out on Friday.
Marcus Allen liked it, for what it's worth. He liked it a lot. But
I will never not watch a vampire movie, no matter how terrible it is. Right. I've seen, I think, literally any and all vampire movies. Yeah. And so I am looking forward to this one.
Cool.
It looks fun. And, you know, little girl ballerina vampire. I mean, how can you go wrong?
Yep. It's a good combo.
Anyway. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah. And we will be back with new shows next week. Bye.